it's Sunday, July the 19th. This is Tim Pitchell from procrastination.ca here to talk a little bit more about my favorite topic, what else? Procrastination. So yesterday I left off talking about, in the morning at least, I put up another poo in the evening at a party where I was talking to a fellow who had a great story about procrastination, and I wanted to share that with you because what really struck me is how the professor who, or the teacher who gave him feedback on his essay made it clear to him how superficial his work was, and that's because he left it to the last minute. So, you know, this notion that we work better under pressure doesn't hold water. In fact, I'll come back to that maybe even tomorrow, this notion of working better under pressure. But for today, I wanted to pick up on the notion that I brought up when I talked about how to stay on task at a computer, and I talked about forming an implementation intention. I mentioned it in passing. And really what we have to do is form an intention to act. It's one thing to have a goal intention, like Fleur talked about, you know, writing a paper at the computer, and her goal intention is to write the paper. But then there's this distraction of the other computer toys at hand. And so the other intentions we have to have are implementation intentions, how it is we're actually going to implement our plan and our goal. And what I'd raised yesterday when I talked about the fact that you're sitting at your computer and you're trying to work on a paper and you're distracted by email coming in, or you think, I'll just check this or that in my Facebook. So I said, use that as a moment to recognize it as a flag, a cue that you're going to procrastinate, and then make the intention to act differently. And this is generally known as one form of implementation intention, a term that was coined by a psychologist named Peter Gallwitzer. And there's a lot of research on implementation intentions to show that when we make them, we're more likely to act. Now, an implementation intention has a certain feature to them, or a certain form, and that is, in situation X, I will do behavior Y to achieve subgoal Z or Z, depending on how you say it. And so in situation X, which is I hear my email alert, I will do behavior Y, which is ignore it, in order to achieve subgoal Z or Z, and that is to stay on task. And so this is clearly a specific intention to stay on task, and what it does is it takes the cue for behavior and it puts it into the environment rather than just the habits. It gets us past our habitual action. So an implementation intention can be used in many ways, and I'll come back to it again, I'm sure, because it's one of these great strategies to go from habitual action to more thoughtful action by saying, in this situation, I'll do this behavior. And so we're cued by the environment to do what we want to do, our implementation intention. All right, that's all I wanted to talk about today, a strategy for change with implementation intentions. And I think tomorrow I will come back and talk more about this notion of working better under pressure. See you tomorrow.